Page 90. 5. Do you want to be a high achiever? B. Listen again. What does the speaker suggest people do in order to build the four qualities of high achievers? Write the suggestions in the chart.
Do you want to be a high achiever?
Yes!
Then you're going to have to think like a high achiever. Are you ready to change the way you think?
Yes!
Are you willing to change the way you do things?
Yes!
Then it sounds like you're ready to be high achievers! The first thing you've got to keep in mind is that life is a constant process of learning. The secret of any kind of success is education, and we're all able to take in much more information than we think we can. People who aim to be high achievers can take advantage of this in a number of ways. For example, no matter what you're trying to achieve, make sure to absorb information about it every day. Get books, articles, CD-ROMs, DVDs, and search the web. Do whatever you can to increase your knowledge in your chosen field. And, whenever they're available, take courses that will build your knowledge in the area you're interested in. In conversations with many high achievers over the years, I've come to understand that high achievers always accept total responsibility for their situation. In order to develop this quality in yourself, practice not blaming other people for your failures. Also, try not using difficult situations as excuses. High achievers know that the keys to success are always in their hands, but that it's their responsibility to use them. Now we come to the quality of high achievers that I think many people have the most trouble developing in themselves. I'm talking about the vital quality of being a risk taker. Now, if you're already willing to take risks, that's great. If not, you've got to practice going after opportunities that are a little risky. Think of something you've always wanted but were afraid to try for. Then go for it, even if you're going out of your comfort zone. Remember, no pain, no gain. Creativity is another quality that all high achievers share. Creativity involves trying to think about things in new and different ways. The next time you're faced with a difficult problem, brainstorm as many possible solutions as you can. You'll find that the first solutions you think of are rarely the best ones, while the last ones tend to be the most creative. Another great idea is to start a creativity diary. During the week, jot down those creative ideas you'd otherwise just forget. Then, at the end of the week, go over them and see which ones you can use. Now, everyone, it's time to break into work groups to practice some of the ideas we've learned. I want all of you to take the numbers.